Hi, welcome to Reach Out Church. So I know this is a surprise for you, just as it is for me, to be where we are doing this, right? You know, I'm here at church, but this is far different than I expected. But I do thank you so much for tuning in and watching us on our stream here tonight. It is an absolute blessing to be here with you and to share this word with you tonight about Good Friday. Because like I mentioned, this was unexpected. Right, we had a good number of people registered to be here in person. We were anticipating worshiping together. I was really excited about it. I was looking forward to it personally. And now, here I am speaking to an empty room and a camera. But it reminds me a little bit of possibly the disappointment that the disciples experienced on that original Good Friday. And I was thinking back on this, where Good Friday is the day we celebrate Jesus' death because of the difference that it makes in our life and the impact that it has on us, which is absolutely incredible. We're going to talk some more about that. But going back to the disciples and their disappointment, and I want you to go into the story a little bit. Imagine yourself there back in Jesus' time. And you're a disciple of Jesus, you're walking with him, and then all of a sudden, you see your Messiah, the one you believe to have all of your hopes and dreams, hanging on a cross. And the disciples were there, and they saw him hanging on the cross, and it discouraged them. Their hopes, their dreams of the future were dashed in that moment. Even though Jesus prophesied about it, and he said he was going to go to the cross, that he was here for that purpose, it didn't click, and when they saw him hanging there, it seemed like everything good that he had promised, that he had planned, came to an end. That it was just a definite, definitive end to everything that he had worked for and worked to accomplish here. And the disciples were hopeless, they were discouraged, they were depressed about it. They didn't know what to do. And I think many of us in our lives, we can relate to this, where we go through things and we're like, God, where were you in the midst of this? How could you let this happen? This doesn't make sense. And the disciples felt this way, I believe, on this original Good Friday. But the cool thing is, and I love this about God, he has a way of bringing beauty from ashes. He has a way of working all things for the good of those that love him and are called according to his purposes. Even things that appear discouraging, appear upsetting or disappointing in some cases, he has a way of working all things for good. And it's so incredible that we serve a God like that. And I think back to the cross, that Jesus is hanging there. He's giving up his last breath, and he says, "It is finished." And then he hangs his head and he dies. And like I mentioned, the disciples were there. They experienced this and witnessed this and the feelings they felt. But a really cool thing happened then. And in the Gospels, we see this. In multiple Gospels, it says this, that when he did that, the curtain of the temple was ripped in half from the top to the bottom. And that's such a cool thing and such an awesome picture, because what that represented is the curtain separated the holy place of the temple from the inner chamber, the inner room there. And when it was ripped in half, it was the room that God dwelt, the inner chamber, that inner room was where the presence of God stayed. And once a year, the Israelite nation would send their high priest in to offer sacrifices there to atone for, to make up for the sins of the nation. And when Jesus lowered his head and said, "It is finished," and he died, and that curtain was ripped in half, that was essentially God saying, the final payment has been made. The ultimate sacrifice has happened. So now there is no more need for a barrier between man and God, because man can walk with God because of the sacrifice that Jesus made on our behalf. It's such a powerful picture, and I love this illustration that the Bible gives of that physical curtain being torn to represent that we are now allowed to have a relationship with God. And I think about that sometimes, and it's amazing and shocking all at the same time, because I deserved the cross. The same place that Jesus experienced torment and suffering and shame and persecution and punishment. I deserve that. You deserve that. Because of the sins we've done, because of the wrong things we've done, the penalty for sin is death, is what the Bible says. And we deserve that punishment. Yet Jesus gave this ultimate definition of love by offering himself in place of us to receive that punishment on himself. When no one else would have taken that risk on us, when no one else would have loved us enough to take our place, Jesus said, I care about that person. I value you. And I will take your place of punishment so that you can walk with God forever. And that is why we celebrate Good Friday, because it's such a powerful message of God's love for us that John 3:16 says this, and it's such a powerful verse. It says, for God so loved the world that he sent his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in them shall receive eternal life. And this is such an incredible truth, because he gave of his Son. When we were God's enemies, it talks about this in Romans, when we were at our worst, when we were opposed to God, Jesus chose to die for us. And he gave of his life, gave the ultimate sacrifice so that we could walk with him, so we could be saved, so that we could experience what it's like to live the life that God had for us. Because God destined us, he created us for relationship with him. And it's only through this interaction, only through this relationship with him, that we can experience what we were truly created for. And I keep saying that I love this, because I'm so passionate about this demonstration of love that Jesus gave to us, because it's life-changing. It's not something so you can say, okay, yeah, I'm a Christian and life is good, so God bless me and nobody else and I'm done. But no, when we become a Christian, we sign up for a relationship with God, which then enables us to walk with God and be like God to other people. We can demonstrate his love to the people around us, because that's how he's called us to do it, that we're not like the Dead Sea, that his love flows into us and it just ends with us, but rather it flows through us. And we're able to demonstrate his love to those around us as we experience it for ourselves. And that's what life is about. That's why he created us for a relationship, because we're at our best when we're in relationship with him. Maybe you're watching this tonight and you say, that sounds great. I want to begin this relationship with Jesus. I'm not in that place. You can be in that place tonight, because Jesus paid that sacrifice all those years ago. Over 2,000 years ago, he went to the cross. And people are still being transformed by the work of the cross today. And the word of God, the scripture makes it very clear in Romans chapter 10. And it says that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord, confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And this is a powerful truth, because when we do that, we set ourselves up to begin walking with God, which is such a transformative thing in our lives, because when we begin walking with God, we can start applying his principles, applying his teachings, applying what Jesus cared about to our lives. And this is powerful too. I was thinking about this just yesterday, being the day of the Last Supper, the day before Good Friday, before Jesus went to the cross. He had his Last Supper with his closest friends, his disciples. And there's a passage that just screams at me whenever I read it. And it's this passage that talks about Jesus being seated at the table. And it starts out with communion, and we're actually going to do this together tonight just for a moment, and then we'll continue on with the story. But this is like the perfect time to do it. And Jesus, even before he got arrested, before any of this happened, he met with his disciples, and he picked up the bread in the meal there, and he broke it. And you can do this at home if you have the equipment there. I know this was unexpected. Hopefully you could grab some bread or some crackers and some juice or soda or whatever you have, wine, whatever it is, you can use that for communion tonight. And he took the bread and he broke it. And he said, this is my body, which is broken for you. Take and eat in remembrance of me. And it's this powerful symbolism that he said, listen, guys, my body's going to be broken. But it's for you I do this. And then let's take and eat this together. You can receive that bread together with us. And then he took the cup at the meal, and he said, this is my blood. This is symbolic of my blood, which is poured out for you for the forgiveness of sins. And then he told them to take and drink it together, and it's amazing because Jesus' blood was spilled as he was whipped, as he was tortured, as he was brought to the cross, and then eventually as they even stabbed him with the spear in his side, and it poured out blood and water. And he hung there as a sacrifice for you and for me to take our place for the sins that we committed, because we deserve that punishment. And yet he volunteered to take our place. He said, I love them enough, I'll take their place. And that's what communion is all about. And let's receive that drink together tonight. Right after he did this, Jesus made this incredible demonstration of humility. And he took off his outer garment, it says, and he put a towel around his waist, and he went and washed his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel around his waist, and he went and did all 12 of them. And then he went back to his seat at the table, and he says to them very clearly, do you know what I've done for you today? Do you know why I did this? And he elaborated, and he says, I'm your teacher. I'm the one you're following, and yet I went and did the most undesirable task to serve you. And then he said, go and do likewise to one another. Love one another as I have loved you. Demonstrate this act of service, this demonstration of kindness to other people, and you demonstrate my heart to the world. That even though I'm perfect, even though I don't deserve to die, Jesus did not deserve the cross, yet he chose it to replace you and me so that we could be redeemed, so we could be bought back into relationship with God. And it's so powerful to think about this, that he demonstrated this humility, that no job was too low. He did the lowest of the low jobs to demonstrate what love looked like, what servitude looked like. And then after that, he went to the cross. He took it even a step further, but he gave them a hands-on application of what this humility looked like, of saying, I'm not afraid. I'm not unwilling to do the hard things for you. And then he told us to go and do that for others, for each other, for the world. And I love this about God's word, is there's always the part that God did to us and then our response to it that he requires. And I believe tonight God is prompting each and every one of us in different ways to act in response to this powerful demonstration of love that he gave us through the cross. Through the cross of Calvary, that he gave his life, he sacrificed himself so that we could be free to love him, to serve him, to walk in relationship with God. And as we walk in that relationship, we then find ways to serve others, find ways to be a blessing in other people's lives. Because that's how he's called us to be. And I want to encourage you tonight, as we celebrate this Good Friday, which is truly good, because it's celebrating a God that brings beauty from ashes, because we know what's coming 3 days from now. Even though we experience hardships, of difficulties, frustrations, disappointments, our expectations don't always get met. Just like we're experiencing now, we would love to be here together, but we can't. And yet God is able to do something great in our midst. God is able to do something awesome, even though we're going through some hardships, some difficulties together. But the promise from Romans 8:28 rings true, just as it did back all those years ago, that says, for God works all things for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purposes. Jesus gave his life so that we can experience the great things that God has for us. And we then can pour out those good things to the others around us. We can use that as a testimony to share God's love and his goodness with other people. Because God is doing good things in our lives. God's going to do awesome things in the midst of all the situations where we find ourselves in. And I encourage you tonight, find ways to demonstrate love to the people in your life, just as Jesus demonstrated to us. Because he told us to go and do these amazing things in the world that he showed us how to do. He said, go and do likewise. Do what I've done, which is carrying hope, healing, and wholeness to a hurting and broken world. And I want to challenge you tonight, as hard as it is not to be together here, as much as I wish we could just be here worshiping together, God's truth still rings true. And we need to live by it. We need to apply it. And I want to encourage you as we're leading up to Easter here, find individuals in your life that you can demonstrate God's love to in a sacrificial way. I just want to take a moment and pray with you before we close for tonight. And Lord Jesus, we come before you, and I just ask that for each and every person listening to this word, that you would make yourself even more real than you have, that you would pour your love into them in a powerful and in a real way. Lord, you went to the cross for us, and we're so, so grateful for that. Your act of love, your act of sacrifice blows us away. It's just incredible to think that you care enough about us that you would do that. And we're humbled by it tonight, Lord, and we say thank you, Jesus, for doing that for us. Help us to demonstrate that kind of love to the people in our lives, that we would be sacrificial in our love towards others. I ask that you bless your people, give them a wonderful Easter weekend and a tremendous Good Friday. And I thank you for them and the blessing they are to us here at Reach Out Church. In your name we pray, Lord. Amen. God bless you and thank you so much for watching tonight. I hope you're blessed by the word. Feel free to contact us at reachoutchurch.com or reachout@reachoutchurch.com is our email address. We would love to hear from you. Feel free to leave comments. We hope you're doing well and that you have a wonderful Easter, and we'll see you for a live stream on Easter Sunday. God bless.